I want to ask you about this tragic shooting Friday in Atlanta. I understand there were at least four CDC buildings that were shot at, and our colleagues are reporting investigators are looking at the motives, including that the suspect believed he was sick as a result of the COVID vaccine. What do you make of the incident itself, as well as the broader impact on the health workers there on the grounds of the CDC?
Yes. Well, first off, on behalf of the American people, I want to say thank you to the dedicated professionals at the CDC and to all public health and medical workers across this country. And I also want to honor Officer David Rose, who made the ultimate sacrifice while protecting those families and people who worked at the CDC. My heartfelt condolences go out to his family, his friends, and his colleagues. And finally, I want to be clear, because our Secretary of HHS has not been. Violence is never the answer, no matter your level of frustration or anger with the system. We have to find better, more peaceful ways to express our concerns and work towards solutions. How you respond to a crisis defines a leader. As president, he said, "I will drain the cesspool at the CDC and hold people responsible." When he was running for president, he made this statement just last year. Unfortunately, someone beat him to trying to hold people responsible. And again, as Secretary of HHS, it took him 18 hours to respond to this shooting, and he still has not unequivocally condemned the violence. He said no one should be harmed while working to protect the public. There's an out there, Margaret. If you don't believe that people are working to protect the public, then that means it's okay to commit violence, at least in some people's eyes. I'm upset because people at the CDC were calling me while this was going on, asking for cover that they couldn't get from their secretary.